Tatar for a good mission game on Habadadin by Bison. Kevin Sheikh Nissan or Shisham Ara Dio Divi Rabbi Man. Somebody owns a base of bot, and the Arami Ari that are pressing the olives for him, and he wants to be mitahir them, wants to make sure they are tar before they press the olives. And he escorts them to the Mara, to the cave, which holds a mikvah, in which the Arami Ari are going to be tar. According to Rabbi Meir, it's enough that he escorts them to the cave. He doesn't actually have to see them immerse themselves in the mikvah. And since he escorted them all the way to the cave, we can assume that they went ahead and immersed themselves in the mikvah, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yezi Meir Tzarech Lamod Aleim Achi Yitzbog. Rabbi Yezi says, no, it's not enough to escort them to the cave, which holds a mikvah. But you actually have to stand there until they immerse themselves. Like, we don't believe they immerse themselves unless we actually see it. Rabbi Shimon Meir in Tarin Lahen Tzarech Lamod Aleim Achi Yitzbog. In Tzmei Lehem, in the Torah of Lamod Aleim, Achi Yitzbog. Rabbi Shimon said, if the Amorites themselves regard themselves as tar, and they themselves don't know why they are considered tummy, the Chachamim consider Amorites tummy no matter what. But the Amorites, if he didn't come into contact with something that is tummy, might not consider himself tummy. He might regard himself as tar. In such a case, we have to stand there until they immerse themselves. And since they regard themselves as tar, even though we escorted them to the cave, we cannot assume they actually immerse themselves. But if the Amorites regard themselves as being tummy, so they came into contact with something that's tummy, they know they are tummy, in such a case, we have no reason to actually watch them immerse themselves. Since they know they are tummy, they'll make sure to immerse themselves. So it's enough just to escort them to the cave. Until now, the Mishnayos were talking about olives. And by this Mishnah, we're going to be talking about grapes. Somebody harvested grapes and put them in baskets, or he spread them out on the ground. And now he's taken them from the basket or from the ground to bring them to the wine press to press them for the wine. Beshame said, they have to put them in the wine press with hands that are tar. And if you put them there with hands that are tummy, they will become tummy. And since some liquid came out of them while they were in the baskets and while they were spread on the ground, that liquid was moxing them, causing them to be susceptible from now on to be Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, if you put them with Yedayin Tmeos, they will become Tummy since they already had Hechsher. Now, even though hands that are Tummy are only a Sheni and cannot be Metami, Eichlin can't make Eichlin into a Shlishi since they're Chulin, they're not Truma, it's regular food, and regular food cannot become a Shlishi. So how can his hands, which are a Sheni, make them Tummy? Mephoshim explained that since Truma has not yet been taken from them, or therefore this Truma mixed in with these grapes, the din is that chul and that truma has not yet been taken from them can become a shlishi, just like truma itself. Beitilu aymrim naisim biyadayim tmeos. Umafish trumasoi bitaro. Beitilu disagree. Beitilu hold that even though liquid came out of them while they were in the basket or while they were spread on the ground, that liquid is lo nichla. He has no use for that liquid since it will leak out of the basket or in the case where it's on the ground. It will leak out to the ground. It will get absorbed in the ground. So therefore, since he has no use for that liquid, he has no desire for it, it's not machshir the grapes. It's the only liquid that he is nichle, that he desires, is machshir food. So therefore, you can have even your dying tomatoes, even if your hands are tummy, you can bring them to the wine press, and they will not become tummy since they do not have hechsher. But when you're machfrish truma from the grapes, when you take up truma from the grape, then your hands have to be tar, even though the grape did not become milchshir, it didn't yet become susceptible to being cobbled tumah, but when you take off truma, you have to be more machmir. So therefore, even according to Beis Hillel, when you take off the truma from the grave, your hands have to be tar. Min ha'avat u'min ha'mashtiach sha'alim ha'kol shavim shu noisein b'yadayim taroz v'im nasan b'yadayim tmeos timah. But if after you harvested the grape, you put them into an avat, into a kli, or you put them onto the ground, and you had spread leaves on the ground so they were on top of the leaves, then everybody would agree that you have to put them in the wine press with hands that are tar. And if you put them in the wine press with hands that are tummy, they will become tummy. Even Beis Hillel would agree in this case. And since you put them into an avat, into a kli, or you put them on the leaves, when liquid comes out of them, that liquid doesn't go to waste. And it doesn't leak out of this kli. And in the case where it's on the leaves, it doesn't get absorbed into the leaves. And therefore, you desire that liquid, so you're nichale, you want that liquid, and that liquid will be machshir the grapes. So now the grapes are susceptible to become tame. So therefore, when you handle the grapes, you have to handle them with hands that are tar. If you handle them with hands that are tame, the grapes will become tame in this case, even according to Beis Hillel, since the grapes have been mukshir, they are now susceptible to become tame.